Hey, this is Amber for another edition of the Leading Hearts Instant Writers Podcast, and we have a special guest on the line today, our May issue cover girl, Charity Reeb. Thanks so much for joining the program.
Hi, Amber. I'm so happy to be here and just so excited about the ministry of Leading Hearts and the women who are out there and just doing the work of serving people and loving people in the name of Jesus.
Yes. You know,
I know that there are probably some incredible women listening today.
Well, you know, Charity, you are an incredible woman, not only a mother of three toddlers, which is incredible in itself, but you are a do-gooder. I mean, literally, I have seen Charity just go in and just be involved in a lot of nonprofit organizations and helping them at the very grassroots level. And also, you have a project that you're just now bringing to the surface, Good, Bad, Real Life project, which I'm amazed totally that you have time to do as a mother of three toddlers. So tell me a little bit about what seeded that project.
Well, you know, Amber, I think, you know, it's so awesome that you mentioned my family and just my work with Do Good Business and the consulting work that I've done, and just working with faith-based nonprofits for the last 12 years and helping them build the business side. I realized as my life got busier and as I really worked for the cause of the kingdom throughout the day, that I would get home at night and, you know, obviously focus on my family and just serving them. My boys are, I have 2 4-year-old boys and an 18-month-old daughter. And so super intent at home.
Yes.
But I would find myself wanting to just check Jesus at the door of my house because I had been doing work for Jesus all day long. And just to be candid, I was tired. I was finding myself not really wanting to have an intimate personal relationship with Jesus. I was feeling more like an employee of the King than a daughter of the King. And it occurred to me when I went on maternity leave with my daughter about 18 months ago, she's 18 months old now, that in that stillness of just, you know, when you have a baby, you have to slow down. You know, they don't give you any other choice.
Yes.
And I found in those still moments with my daughter, the Holy Spirit speaking to me again. And really speaking to me in a more intimate way. And I really felt like I'm probably not alone in this. I think that the longer that you know God and work for God and do, and
yes,
of course I was doing good, right? That's the name of my business, Do Good Business.
Yes.
But I wasn't experiencing the good.
Oh, wow.
So I was doing good for God, but I wasn't experiencing the good of God in my life. And so I wanted to create something that was just very honest about my journey, as well as just would open up a conversation between myself and other women about what does it mean to be spirit-centered in our lives. Because it's not really about the work that we do. It's not about the good that we do, and it's not about overcoming the bad. It's about being real and being honest with Jesus about the fact that we need him in our lives. And, you know, at the end of the day, my logo, it says, live for what matters, die without regret. And I love that because I think when we die and we see Jesus face to face, what will really have mattered will be that relationship.
It's so true. And the irony here, Charity, is how do you come out of that and but you're putting your efforts into another project? I mean, a lot of people say, okay, I just need to not do anything. I just need to be. Why did you decide to add to your plate?
no question. I mean, I think first of all, I felt that this is, I mean, as I was talking to other women, so I mean, first of all, it didn't really start as another project.
Yes.
It started with me doing a basic spiritual disciplines journal where yes. I was just writing down the fundamentals. What am I talking to God today about? What did I read that I'm going to apply to my life? What am I meditating on? And what did I do today? And so I found myself in every conversation when people would ask, like, what are you up to? God was so profoundly working in my life just by doing these simple basics and just getting back to the basics in my life that I would find myself talking about it. And other women would say, oh my goodness, I want to do that too. And so then before long, I found myself developing the journaling technique that I was just doing for others. And, you know, there were all of these insights that, you know, God would just reveal to me as I was doing it for myself. And I wanted to share it because I love to write. So
yes.
I think what makes it more like less of another project, I think I would, and I would give this advice to any woman listening, is that, you know, if you're thinking about adding something to your plate, make sure that it's something that you find joy doing.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, I would say I find joy writing, and I really find joy in community with other women and having intellectual conversation. And I think that that's something that women crave.
Yes.
You know, that we don't all want to, like, you know, even if we're really passionate about knitting or, you know,
yes.
like house cleaning or, I mean, I don't know, whatever it is that we're doing, I think that all of us do crave just more like meaningful conversation with one another about yes. things that really matter in life. So,
yes.
Yeah. So I just found myself kind of doing it circumstantially of it just being kind of an overflow.
It just kind of happened. It just kind of where you were at and what happened. But this package of how you put it all together, and I know you are, you know, your marketing, advertising, brilliant background of working in the mainstream advertising business and then focusing on the nonprofits, that gives you an edge. But, you know, I look at how the package of good, bad, real life is, and I think, wow, it just blows me away. And how, I mean, I know this sounds really kind of business sense, not spiritual sense, but how did you develop this marketing package of this is how I want it to look and this is how, or is this just something that you, this is me and this is what I want to do?
Well, I mean, I think that it comes back to, you know, anything that you're marketing, you need to know your audience. And in this like unique sense, I was my own audience.
Yes.
I really developed this for peers.
Yes.
You know, for women. And I say peers, I mean, it's really for any woman, I would say between the ages of 20 and 60. But I've really found that, you know, it's kind of peers who have been finding themselves drawn to this. Maybe it's just the season of life that we're in that, you know, things are really chaotic and, you know, whether you have kids or not, this season of life, you know, mid 30s, it's a super busy and, you know, super confusing season. You want to have accomplished so much by this point, right?
Yes.
And
there's a lot of presuppositions about those times in life, like when people leave home empty nesters or when you're single, that all of a sudden you have all this time and people don't realize that there's these layers of life happening, and we can be just as exhausted and just as burnt out at any season. So that's really cool, and probably why people are so attracted to the message of good, bad, real life. And you know, blogs are a dime a dozen, Charity. How did you decide to make yours a little bit different to attract people? I mean, I know that maybe that wasn't your goal, but I'm assuming that you did that with some sort of framework into how to get this out there.
Absolutely. Well, again, coming back to the marketing perspective, it's loving people, mm-hmm. and, knowing the people who you're loving. Mm-hmm. I think one of the greatest joys that I have in doing my blog, it's not necessarily blogging, but the community that comes mm-hmm. about from that. And, and I think it's true with any business or, any project, mm-hmm. if you will, that if you, show a sincere and genuine interest in others, that they, will love you back.
That's awesome.
And so I've really just been a recipient of that with this project. I've been, I'm an experienced, marketer, have an MBA in marketing.
Yes.
But this is the first time I've ever done a personal brand, which is like kind of a scary thing to put yourself out there and do. And I think when it comes to personal branding, it's narcissism when you are totally focused on yourself and just telling your story. And it's friendship when you put yourself out there and you are offering anything and everything that you have, mm-hmm. those that you care about to give to you. And so I've really tried. I can't say that I'm, but every day I get it right. But, my heart in doing it really is to, bring women and even to like raise up women as leaders to lead communities of people, to get back to the basics of spirituality. And, really stop arguing about theology and just start seeking God.
Yeah.
And just knowing him on a daily basis and allowing him to lead our lives.
And I think, what you did reminds me, what you're talking about reminds me a lot of what Brené Brown says about vulnerability. She talks about a lot about how people are drawn to vulnerability, but that's the hardest place to get in our relationships. And a lot of times in writing, if you just are willing to open the door, especially on, I am not this polished, sparkly person. This is real life. And this is what I deal with every day. And I understand why you have, chocolate milk stain down your front of your blazer type things. I'm not gonna, I can understand why it's hard to get you to get to work on time, because that's a struggle. I understand when your house is torn apart, because that's my struggle. And, because that's just real life and where ladies are at today. And I think that the traditional church lady, where everything is prim and proper and everything's is no more. It's really the vulnerability factor is what people want to see. And I'm so thankful for ladies like you that are just kind of letting people into your world and allowing them to walk beside you. What is the best advice that you've received during this whole process of coming together, pulling your both, maybe even professionally as well as spiritually? What's kind of some of the little nuggets of gold that you've discovered in this project?
Oh gosh. Well,
dig hard for those nuggets.
some of the best advice is, obviously just like keep doing it for all the right reasons. Mm-hmm. And if you are misunderstood, in your heart why you're doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And God knows. Mm-hmm. So I think that, in doing a blog or even sometimes in ministry, I think that we work really hard and, sometimes are misunderstood, but, you don't have to defend that. Mm-hmm. I think, as well, just some good advice is just like, let trolls be trolls. Mm-hmm. Like if there's somebody who doesn't like what you're doing, don't worry about it. Like it's fine. They probably don't like anything anybody's doing, mm-hmm. To just love them and move on. And, when you're doing a personal project, that's a little bit more challenging than when you're working on something for a client where it's their dream, not your dream that you're bringing to fulfillment. So I think you definitely learn when you put yourself as in a ringmaster costume and stand on a cart and have your picture taken and put it on the header.
That was amazing. That was amazing. I would have loved to be on set for that photo. You got to see this photo. It's on, actually, it's on the cover. This issue.
I was wearing the highest heels, and my daughter was 3 months old for that picture.
Oh my gosh!
I just remember just praying, like, "Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, please do not let me drop my daughter on this roller cover in these heels."
That was crazy.
Yeah, probably not the best judgment of like shoes for that day or like even platform to stand on, but
yes,
it was definitely fun to do. But you know, I mean, I think anytime, in all seriousness, anytime that you do something that is unique or different, it's subject to creative criticism, and you've got to be you know, prepared for that in a healthy way.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot, what I tell myself in my stuff is like, that you are going to be criticized no matter what you do, but it's how you accept it and how you move on from that. There might be something that you have learned in that criticism. Maybe it wasn't delivered as well as it should have been, because some people aren't aren't good at the delivery, and in the same of humor as in criticism, people aren't good at the delivery. But usually, as in grace, I constantly say, if somebody says something to me that hurts my feelings or something about what I've done or written, I say in grace.
Constructive criticism is so valuable.
Yes.
But like you can feel it whenever there's a line, you know, between the criticism and just like a critical spirit.
Yes, exactly.
But I think either way, I think when you, you know, kind of step out there and do something like what I've done, you do have to just be open to both.
Yes. That's so true.
And, be okay with that, you know, and know that you're loved by God.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I mean, basically you're loved by God and, you know, move forward in whatever he's called you to do, but moreover what he's called you, who he's called you to be, and if something, and something beautiful will flow out of that if you just kind of move there, if you kind of move in that direction. You don't have to do, just be and realize whatever comes out of that period of time. I love that. Is something that will speak to others, you know, and I think that that's a beautiful thing in the realm of the digital age where we can help others and bond together in sisterhood with some of these trials and real life issues that come up. So thank you so much, Charity. Give me a quick plug. Your real life journals coming out.
You know, we are in test pilot mode, and we have test pilot journals on my website, charityroot.com. If you just click on the journal, it is available in the test pilot version right now. We've had almost 1,000 people worldwide test it so far, and the tests have been really just incredible. What the Lord is doing, but it's a basic templated journal. It's a printed journal where, you know, you can actually do your journaling in it. Mm-hmm. So it's not a PDF download or anything like that.
That's awesome.
And so you can order it on my site. The whole so what of it is, it just helps you to bring your life into alignment and to focus really on what matters most to you in the day, starting with centering your life in the spirit.
That's awesome.
And practicing the six spiritual disciplines. We are, Amber, I think I told you, right? We're running a special for Leading Hearts.
That's awesome.
Buy one, get one 50% off.
Yes. So all you small group leaders out there, or, you know, just coffee shop with a friend type, you might want to kind of get together and do some of these things together, because it's always best when you're going through some sort of project or journaling and stuff to have someone you can talk to and say, wow, I really learned or let me share with what I've done today. And it's exciting. I think it is exciting when we share the journey that God's taking us through and that we have other people to, I think, a posse. Maybe you need to create a good, bad, real life posse.
Yes. Well, it's so enriching. It's so enriching. And I actually, Amber, in June, in the month of June, I am going to be leading a 4-week, 30-day challenge.
Oh, wow.
So any women who hear this could get plugged into that challenge. We'll have live webinars that they can be a part of once every week of the 4-week challenge. This is my last test pilot group, and this is the last time that I'm going to be doing the BOGO offer in this month of the rest of May and all of June.
Yes.
So the promo code is Leading Hearts, all one word, and they can buy one, get one 50%, and they can join the June challenge if they like, or they yes. can do it on their own.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. Now, check out her website. Now, I want to make sure you get this right. Charity. Reeb, R-E-E-B, as in boy, .com. You want to check that out. You want to check out our May issue with Charity on the cover, really with her tall high heels and a baby and a top hat. Yes, it really, I mean, the photos itself in this issue is worth picking it up. So thank you so much for being with us, Charity, today. We appreciate it. Appreciate your insight. And it's just awesome to hear what you're doing and excited about where God's taking you in this. Any one final word of encouragement or sticky note of truth you want to leave the ladies with today?
Yes, I would just say, just take a moment today and experience the good of God in your life. Mm. Savor it. Because there's no matter where you are, no matter how busy you are, the truth of God's goodness is still present with you.
Yes. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Charity. I just ask
you, Amber. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
Yes. And again, find her article, May, June, Leading Hearts, leadinghearts.com. And until next time, this is Amber. See ya.